If you find a man who is ready for destiny, one of the ways you will know is his focus. He's about what he's doing. And that's what Jesus showed at the age of 12. He was in the temple. Every other child was gallivanting and playing. The man was about his business. And when the parents traveled, it was 3 days later, they discovered that he was not there. And they looked for him, came back to the temple, and he said, "Why are you looking for me? Don't you know that I should be about my father's business?" At the age of 12, no wonder no man on earth has ever been like him. The level of focus and precision and tenacity at the age of 12, some don't have it at 50. So he is not just impactful because he's Jesus. The principles of God define his life, even from a tender age. Focus. Many persons are all over the place, and that's why they cannot go anywhere. In Matthew 6:22, he said, "If your eyes be single," he said, "then your whole body will be flooded with light." Your eyes be single. In the Western world, they have understood the significance of focus. And so when a child wants to be a footballer, they take them to the academy, sometimes from the age of 5. Every day they must touch the ball. Every day. That is training and mastering focus. They play it all their lives. And they learn this value so much that when you go to their house, everything is about football. And the same thing applies to every champion in every corridor. Go and go to the house of a boxer. You will see every corner. You either see a gym or you see a punching bag. He's doing everything to develop capacity. And then you'll find the lecturer design his house like a bouncer. Because his strength. And then you are wondering, where are you going to? What you should have is libraries and books. Because your environment reveals your focus. When you find a man who is not focused, it shows in his environment. You come to the house of a preacher, there's no personal room for prayer. There's no study room. And that preacher says he wants to be a voice to his generation. If you know him, tell him he's a joker. In 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 39 and 40, the prophet told the parable to the king. The message is different, but inside the message, we saw the power of focus. He said, "As the king passed by, he cried unto him," that's the prophet, "and he said, 'Thy servant,'" because he disguised himself. He said, "Thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, 'Keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver.'" Every time you lose what is committed to you, you either pay with your life or you pay with your resources. And in verse 40, he said, "And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone." He lost the slave. The reason many people lose their vision is because they lack focus. They are all over the place. They want to be like everybody. They want to do everybody, everything. That's why they are never productive. Even the world system knows that when you become a jack of all trades, you master none. So the second thing about teaching is to discipline yourself. This world is too noisy. See, if you are a pastor, if you are online, don't go watching people who are doing beauty pageant. Don't go watching people who are arguing and debating politics. Sit only on messages. It will take a lot of power, focus power, to be able to restrain yourself like that. And then you are there watching what will improve you. If you are a businessman, sit down, study businessmen, watch their lives, watch what they do, watch what they say. Don't be all over the place, at least in the earliest phase of your life. It's called the tilling phase. Because that's when your personality is formed. And that's where the power of your spirit is developed. Focus. Many don't have focus. Some people in a day, they can carry out more than 50 different activities that are not connected. In one day, some persons, they can have more than 30 conversations that are not connected. And they say they are going somewhere. Their life is scattered. And because of that, even the anointing of God in their soul, the energy of God in their spirit is diverged. And that divergence will cause them never to prosper in anything they do. Focus.